Okay, we're on now. We're recording. First of all, can you just please tell us your full name and also what it is that you do here in this community?
Community.
Okay. His name is Frans Maloko Tebele. He's a resident here. By work he's doing, he's working at Medikwa at a contract called Lekwa Mining.
Okay. Before we talk about your job in the Lekwa Mining here, we're just going to ask you a few questions about your past, yeah? About your life. Were you born here in this community? And when were you born? And have you lived here all your life?
Yeah.
Have you been anywhere else? Have you lived anywhere else in South Africa? Work? Have you traveled to other places? So always, you've been here the whole time.
Yeah.
So, when was your first job here? Where did you start working? When did you start working? And how far in school did you go?
I started to work in 2004 at this contract I'm working now.
Okay, so how did you, when you became, after your childhood, when you became a young man, how did you make a living? What did you do here?
When I was still young, I was working. I was just doing creating job myself. I was getting wood at the mountain and to come to sell to the people. But at this time, from 2000, there when the mine started to come to our village, I started to leave to work myself at the mountain to do others and to try to get a job in the mine.
Okay.
So it was easy. It was better when I was trying to get wood myself to the mountain to serve the people.
Can you explain a little bit about what? So you created a job for yourself by going and getting wood and selling it to people. Did you make a fairly decent living by doing that during those years, during the maybe 80s and 90s?
What did you do?
I'm asking. He said basically before he got the formal employment, he was creating a job for himself by going and getting the wood, right? I'm asking, did that produce a decent living for himself? In other words, was it something that you're saying it was better?
Yeah.
What was he making? How was he making a fairly good living by doing that? And was he just selling to this community or other places?
So it was better when I was selling the wood to the people. So I was just selling the wood to around here. So really it was better before I can start to work.
What kind of...
Can I just stop for a second?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're continuing. What I was wanting to know is what kind of income was he making from that job?
No, it did a profit. Profit.
Yeah, the 10. Because the 10 is not a profit. It's not a profit. It's not a profit.
A month?
Yeah.
Okay. And you were doing this all throughout the 1990s? This is what he was doing before he got employment? Okay. What we wanted also just to find out from yourself is, do you remember what... those early years in the political changes started to happen in the early 1990s. How did you feel as someone who was working for themselves, who was self-employed? What did you think was going to, how did you feel about the changes that were going to happen in 1994?
To what he was doing?
Yeah, just as an individual, as a person. Here, he was working for himself, he was making a living, but maybe he thought other things were going to be happening after that.
I was hoping by that time when Patrice and his company, the company of the mines coming around here, I was hoping a better life. I was saying everybody would be getting the opportunity of getting employment.
Okay, I wasn't asking necessarily what happened when Patrice and the mine came, but when April 1994 came. At that, the political changes, the possibilities of better things happening at that point.
By that time, I was hoping that to be getting a better life. We will be getting the opportunity to sit next to the township or in the township, and then we'll be getting electricity and water and other things.
Did you support the new government? Did you like the fact that Mandela was elected as president and the ANC was coming to power?
Yes, I did like that, the government of the president.
And by that time, did you have a family? Were you married? Did you have children then? So you were a single man?
Yeah.
Okay. And what were you hoping for yourself to be able to do in terms of work, from the collecting of wood to what else? What were you hoping that as an individual, as a young man, that you were going to be able to do?
I was hoping by that time if I can be one of the richest who's having the business, the big business.
What kind of business did you want to start?
But he was already in the business.
Okay, but was it like, did he want to make the big business, the big wood business, or?
Yeah.
The business
that I was looking for, it was for to have to make the business that I was doing to be the big one, and then also to have a sponsorship.
And why do you think that did not happen after 94? You had that idea. Why wasn't able to happen?
So he started to change his road because of the starting mine, when the mine comes. Mm-hmm. And then he changed from to be a business and then started the new life by working in the mine.
Okay. And are you still single or now do you have a family and children?
Yes, I do have a family.
And when did you get married and when did you start having a child? When was your first child?
We started to have a child in 2002.
So normally when someone gets married and they start having a child, they think that maybe their future is going to be better and they're going to have more income. So when you started that, did you have, when the mine came and you're saying you wanted to get a job there, did you have hopes that now you're going to be able to provide for your family better and for your child?
So I mind better life for one. Kapa ona leche wotsikile bana go mhlomo ga jana ba dikgwetse.
Ya gore ga botse le nna ke thoma go gopola gore go toba le changes mo baneng ba ka. Ke ge ke kuchara di mind thoma go fitla. Le rena re tlo shuma ga botse mo le re tlo gona go ba le dintlo mo le re tlo gona go dula le bana ba rena re gona le bana ba ye di school.
I was hoping a better life for our children, my children, and then I was saying maybe we would be having the opportunity to get jobs and houses and other stuff for our children.
So how did you come about to build this place that is yours now? What did you just from the earnings that you made? Is this your own creation? You did it yourself?
Sales are in your move. Building you are in your move. We are really ka it was in my budget. When I was selling the wood, I was taking the money and then I was budgeting it. So when this mine comes, I knew that the people, they will need the place where they can board. So I decided to build this.
Okay. Now, when did you first decide that you were going to try to get a job at the mine? When it first came? 2001? Was that 2001?
When?
Yeah. When did he first think that I'm going to now go on to try to work for the mine, now that the mine is here?
June 2003.
Tell us a little bit about how you went about trying to get that job.
o re botse ga nyana gore go tliwang gore go go di mereko
gore mereko
wa nyaka ke mere
go tliwa ke be ke tlhoro ke di tsaka nako ga ka tsala go fopola gore le nna ke sepile go fola go ke ke mo ka re ke tla go ke ding kwa gre ke gra gore masuyane ya hira ke mo ka gre ba rno re nyaka batho ba ka le kana go 22 re le 22 ga ba re hira kamo ka ke re ba tya 22 kamo ka 10 ba e romela ka masuyana ka kuwa kamo ka go di mo ga 12 e le gone ba e romela mo ba pedisha.
Yes, he just decided himself to go to the gate.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking for the job and then they were 22 and then they were employed by that number 22. And then 10 it was taken to another shaft, and 12 taken to another shaft. Is the way he got the job. He just
so he was just chosen from the gate.
Yes.
So tell us what happened after that. Once you were chosen, how did what happened in terms of the job training and all those other? And how did you understand who you were working for?
After lekgetho ke ding, you jabo di training, mo jabo shwa go medical, rapo di lwang ka pali di ri.
I was able to get a man. Ke mo ka re thomo go bereka mo ntse ke bereke 3 months after 3 months ba go tsa re ba thwa ke shuma le bona ba be ke shuma le bona mo mine ba khatlaga ke matsoga ke ba rno bo ka ntre go ishi mine ro go train gore o tlo ke re certificate.
He taken from the gate, yes, and then after that he was at the medical station medical point to get to check him if he's healthy to work. And then he did pass from the medical, and then he was taken to Babedi Shaft, where he was working under the contract of Leko Mining. He was not aware that he would be working under the contract. And then after they have experienced that he's working hard, and then they've taken him from the contract to the mine just to give him the skill, and then in order to get certificate from himself for a better life, for a better future, when he want to get another job somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So what would be interesting to find out is when you went there and you were offered the job and they said, okay, you're going to do this, and you weren't aware that it was on contract. Who were you? Was there anything or anybody in the community that was being explaining what the options were in terms of who you should work for and what your rights were in terms of as a new worker?
Ebe go na le motho go tswa mo communityng kapa go tswa mo companying yo o bego a le botsa gore lwa le ka mmereki o moswa di-right tja gago ke eng swanetse gore go bereke jang ka mogare le company go tlhomo gore lo bala le lo gola jang motlhomo go o baa go diregala eng go na le di-maternity go na le di-sick leave go na le dieng dilo tsa go tshwana go le dona jeo.
Ya ba ile ba ba go ane ba ile gore ba ile ba re botsa re tlo berekiwa re tlo bereka seiwang ebe ile ba section 21 ba ba masuya.
Yes, there was a people who were telling them how they're going to work.
Okay, but I think what Dale was asking, did they say to you that these are the conditions of your employment, and did they explain to you what rights you have as a worker?
Come go deal a buche nga bona o ya buche gore gore di condition a mayemo a mereko mo shiya and then gore go tlobere ba mo mereko and then lena le ba bere di right tsa ga go kitse go ba di ba sala tshe jolo ke
ai a senga ba re tlatholle
no
nothing
ji ya ba ba thala go mo ka ba re no re lo bere ka la masuya go mo
no nothing. They've just employed them and then they show them the place where they're going to work.
Okay, and then when you just started working, were you earning the same amount that you're earning now, or how did it work?
Oro thoma go bereka chalte yo golang manwa When I started to work, I was earning 1,125. This 25 rand, it was for UIF, ne?
Yeah.
It was for UIF. And then I've worked a year, a full year, and then they take me to the train to learn about the green winch operator. And then after I get the winch operator, I came back and then they were paying me 1,600 rand until today.
Okay. Do you know about the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, for example?
LRA.
Yeah, Mulawana Wabirika Bagalaviritu Nini Yoni. You are not guilty when you are allowed to let it on.
Yeah, according to the law of the workers, I know something because we joined the union and then the union did explain.
So when did you join the union?
Since they have employed us, because when we employed, the mining was already started, so there was a union. Immediately they employed us, we did join the union at the same time.
Do you pay dues to the union? Do they take money from your paycheck for the membership of the union?
Are
they still deducting?
Yeah. Can I ask a quick question? Just maybe can you describe some of the conditions that you work under? How many hours do you work? Where do you work in the mine? And maybe some of the problems that make your work difficult.
I was working 8 hours.
Eight-hour shift with no lunch.
They are working 8 hours every day, and they are working underground, and there is no lunch at the underground. And they're working at the place called the Madala site. And when they are affected by something, maybe they're sick, they have to go to the hospital and they have to use their own money. The company said they don't have the money to take them to the hospital or to the treatment.
Okay. And is it safe to work underground?
I can say safe because we've been told, teached how we must work underground. And I can also that it's not safety because it's underground. It's something that can be happen.
Since you're working, have you witnessed any accidents when you've been working?
No, I didn't see anything.
You haven't witnessed it. And what about the have you experienced any medical things like breathing and other problems at all?
The sick that we are facing is flu sometimes, because the air that we are breathing under the ground is not the same that we are breathing outside. So, and also that because we are working at Matala site, that condition of air there is not really the same.
Okay. And I want to ask if initially you were running your own business, what made you go and look for a job? What made you take a job instead of selling wood?
I take that decision because of the most people that will be employed in the mine, and the life is going to be changed. They will be able to buy electricity and the two other things instead of buying my wood. So I decided myself that I have to go to work also.
And you were expecting for things to improve by you going and working in the mine. Have they improved?
How do you work a mine? We expect our pupil, we pray about dim. So, if you have a pupil, I'm going to be your dimuna. Come on, I'm going to be
your fast.
No, it's nothing, it's been improved. It's temperature low.
Maybe explain to us a little bit more, what are the problems that you face and that you hoped that a job would change?
The reason I want to say to you is the money that I'm earning. It's not helping me by anything to make my life to be up or my needs to be up. Because that money I'm earning is 1,100. When I'm getting that money, I decide to go to the town. So I'm not going to do anything. Immediately I'm getting into the decks, it's not 1,100 anymore.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I just want to ask, you said earlier that now you're getting paid 1,600 and now you're saying 1,100. Is the other 500 rand taken off in deductions? Let me just explain for you, because I get the point.
100, this lady of
1,600. Banyalo muka go tiwa blue card wa jiwa ya nam wa jiwa ya di pasa ga re tsama ka transport mo di mo chat de jiwa ko muka chat ga nyala ga e tlhakana ka moka e tlo dira yes 1400 rand le lore e tla go nna ka go sne fetse go jiwa ya bus wa jiwa ya nam wa jiwa ya
UAF
ya ko muka e go tlo go to grain chat ga le kana 1400 rand Kori 200 rand in we.
Yes, what he's saying, he said 1,100, but the money that is remain after deductions for NUM and bus and UIF is 1,400 rand.
Okay. Now, in the workplace, you work with many other workers there. Are all of you contract workers, or are some full-time workers? How does that work? You know, which ones are contract, which ones are full time?
I'm going to go to the mine. Kore ba mine ba ile hore me ba tswa bo Rustenburg be kae ba ile hore ba hirile ke mine straight ba ke moka marena le hore tswa mo gae ke nna re bereka go contract ya loop mine.
Those who are working under the mine is those who are from Rustenburg with their experience of mining, so they are working under mine. And then those who are working for the contractor is those who are from
Mandasuk. And what is the difference in pay between the full-time and the contract workers?
Different. Ya di kontraka batho ba re ka go mine. Ya re tata beng ya pay ya mogolo. Ke kae ka badif?
Ya e gone ke ntse ka kuka ba mine. Chata na bone ya hatisha nyane go di. Ke mo ka mo le gore re na ba di kontraka ya re na e fast ka. Ba ne le go ishwe le di ga ba 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 e gore ba ne le di metikane.
The difference is that they are having medicals and other things, and then also the pay that they are receiving from the employer is making them to smile a little bit. So from our side, it's nothing. It's shame, bro. They're not getting anything.
Do you have any idea how much? I mean, instead of 1,600, is it 2,000, 2,500, 3,000? What is it per month?
$4,500. Yes, they are getting 3.8, and then after the strike, he knew that they did get the increase. They are getting 4.something.
So tell us a little bit about the strike. When the strike happened, what as a contract worker, how were you involved in that strike?
Yes, they were having the letter of the strike from the CCMA. They've been told by the union that they have suspended their strike at the site of the contract. The reason why they were suspending that strike is because of they were asking the letter of the owner of the contract. After that, they've been told also by the union, which I have.
Or a strike is hard to discuss. Honorous to the people, the Bakalore, Contractor in the Lake, Kurisakan, Maboshi, Lady Baba Masuya, and Gas Honore, Kumukai, Fagi, Chris Galachat,
and
Sija Gatwa in Chigara.
And they've been told by the union also that we can't continue about the strike because in that companies there is a lot of things. There is an issue of the traditional leaders and the community and the Section 21.
So essentially what you're saying is that the union was telling you that if you're a Section 21 worker, you must not be striking.
E ka fase ga kontrake nngwe ba re ke ubuntu le gona ga gona tšhate le gore ke e ka ba e le gore e ka tla gore na bašomi.
Yes, it was clear that the message that was brought to us, they were telling us that we must go to the work. We must just continue about working because we can't get anything from the mine and the Section 21 company because other money it was going to Ubuntu and another money to local mining and other money just going to the traditional leaders.
Okay, so did you feel as though because of this that you had joined the union when you first started, right? When you usually join a union, you get benefits. There's something that you get from the union. The union protects you. When you strike, it provides for you. Did you feel, what did you feel when that happened? It's okay though. All right. What I was asking was saying that you joined the union right from the beginning of working. You expect from a union that you're going to. How did that make you feel? What happened during the strike?
Yes, we were angry about that thing. And then we have decided ourselves that it's better if we work without the union. And then after they explained to us that they have refused to do anything for them, they've just decided saying, no, it's fine, there's nothing we can do, let's just continue.
So, okay.
So, in apart from the strike, is there anything else, any other benefits you get from being a union member?
Kamara ka strike is it. Kona seuri lulu kona sukwenja kamara ka sim. Kwele ka lele malu kwa inyo.
Ae, asanga rekreasi. Next.
Okay, so why are you still a member of NUM?
Obani musale member ya NUM.
Kore shiri kwalu kutu lele wala wala kere. La khala ga weelo go se nna se sa sa se tlhaba le go se na go e ba re fa re go fere go feta re tse go mo tsa tlile go tlotla go lo e tsa tsa eloki.
It's just that with saying when you fight, if you don't have the weapons or the more guns for time being, you can't win your fight. We are just saying maybe one day something it will happen.
Okay. What can you tell us as an employee, as someone who you are a worker under the Section 21 company? What do you know about the Section 21 company yourself?
When you should know about the Section 21, what do you know about the Section 21?
What do you know? Yeah.
I know about the Section 21. Ah, when I say Leone, the Vangai or the Larissa, who by Nelia Hal, Iberica, who is Serena, I want to know your reds was in Gao.
I can't tell you anything about Section 21 because since The mine started, since Section 1 started, they are just working for the white people. So I can't tell you about the Section 1, it's nothing.
So, just a follow on from that. When people come and they say that the Section 21 company is the community company in a way to empower the community, what do you think of that generally?
I told you that Section 21 is for community and little too short of the development community or develop a community. So we are in a sense. Quoting from our side, and our wish, Section 21 is to help the community. But at this moment, it's not helping community by anything. And then we are appealing or asking to Jesus Christ if he can help that Section 21, all of them to be shut down, to be down. We'll be happy if we can remove the Section 21 from the mine.
Okay, and so you as a mine worker, would you prefer to be employed by the mine directly?
When you are coming to my name, we can prefer.
And why?
And then money.
Yeah, I'll
be happy if I can be employed by the mine. And because also I'm having the papers showing that I know something from the mine, in the mine, so I can be happy. And I will wait for that.
At any time since you've been working at the mine, have you ever been visited or have the workers been visited by any member of, let's say, government, like the Department of Labor or somebody from the government to come and look at the situation or explain certain things about workers' rights?
From the government or the Mushu. Department of Labor, Department of Labor, but to explain, how are the kids feeling to get jail in? At what condition? Jail will be government scap. A little bit of the right jail now will be feeling more comfortable.
Kobore, I'm moving away there. I got one mind. But report that I'm about one mind. The come on, I'm about one mind. Get away there. But look, but you see, we share another few more. One mind, but look, like I just delete you. Come on, Karina, love my shoes. Come on, Kavarno, look at everything. Don't worry, a loki. Come on, Karabati, Babuji, do the little kid, Marmor, Nagaba fees. But Carola, one affair.
They do visit, but when they will be coming, they are reporting to the bosses into the mine. And then the bosses from the mine coming to the employees, telling the employees that there is a visitor from the government. And you must put everything in proper. You must do your work in proper because there will be visitors to check what is going on. And they are not going to see the workers. They will be just going around where there is no workers in the place.
Okay. I just want to ask you another question. And if you come back to, I think Dale wants to ask more about this. But You've said that you're not really benefiting from working for the Section 21 company. And you say that the community doesn't benefit from the Section 21 company. So who does benefit from the Section 21?
The man yeah benefit out from the Section 21. One way which you benefit and the community will not benefit. The only one for Japan was Section 21. The man will not benefit.
Baba benefit of one of our Rama had 20 director of the Vigan Rouser and a contractor and I street gun the bar of water, woman, keep in years and what lay Mishman Rama again. Gra M. Maruputinian. Come on, my lord, give up all of us sick, Baba contract and the comedy, a bailer of a hit to redirect. Kabohar.
Those that are benefiting. From the Section 21 is those that were elected by the community. It's Phineas Nkwan and Budinyan, friend Nkwan. So we've been told that he's the owner of that company we are working for. So he's one who are benefiting from the section different companies.
Have the workers, you and the workers who work there, ever gone to talk to them, those people, this Frank and this other guy, as the owners of the company?
As the workers.
As the workers in this company, yes.
Phineas, are Paraso to Ray. Livilla never foot to Abraham Taito Ore, Wanguro, Turnaway Gambra and then our host of age, Yavavana Rubul.
Yes, they did call them Frank and Phineas. The answer when he was responding the workers from Phineas, he said, it's still early for the workers. Maybe to ask something to them. They will hear from their side when they say, now is enough, I can release you. Meaning I can give you something back.
Okay. What I wanted to know is, you said earlier on that you're just working for the whites. You said you're working for the whites. In the mine, this mine is supposed to be half owned by Anglo-American and half owned by ARM, which is a black-owned company. So what are you saying that all of the people in the mine, the bosses, the shift managers, all of them are mostly white and you don't see any of that black economic empowerment, the ownership?
So, the black empowerment and then Anglo, the government. So, Yes, it's mixed. The positions of in the mind are mixed by white and black people.
Mm-hmm.
You can see also the section 21 because it's for the black people. So they are mining also there in the mine.
But you were saying that you work, do you think, does it appear as though, who's running that mine? Who do you think is running that mine?
Give James.
The one who's controlling the mine is Nick James, and that's what I know, even if I'm not working in the mine, but Nick James is a business manager in the mine.
From Anglo-American?
Yes, I'm not sure, but I can say.
Okay. Let me ask you, because there's a couple of more things I want to ask you. This is now 2007. We're in 2007. We're now 14 years after 1994. Yeah? You have freedoms that we won those things after 1994. But what you're telling us is that life for you has not changed. In fact, it's maybe even worse than it was before. How does that make you feel about, we have a black government, we have freedom, we have all of these things, but your life and the working and all the things that you've told us don't seem to be very positive. So how does that make you feel about where things are moving?
Yes,
they Yes, the government did change from where we come from. And then since this mine comes to our area where they are mining, nothing has been changed.
Just to go on one more personal side, that 1,000, however much you earn every month, how is it that you spend that money? What is it that you have to spend that money on for your daily existence, for things that you need? Do you understand? Yeah? What the budget, like your personal budget?
Chalto or 1,000 something. We very keen for budgeting yaga. Busa mo budgeting yaga kwe. O reka yini? Sero ba nako strong ko ako fi dala ka mo kwe di fero ko la yung budget yaga kwe for 1,000 something yung wala.
Kore 1,700 wala. How is it? A young palette, a pala, the Korea, no, I budget there total. Can be funky no one. Go a little bit near color. Unga go colotilo ho. Go colotili, guiding the tender and the homo. Reki no one, like Umgo, who are evil, send it to a catcher with Jagarai. Little society, Kumuka, who just served on Roma 700 rand. The Molora, we are dropping Patalama 15 rand. Walaisha, who took water. Ba 50 re bula isa ga 30 randa a wa ya pala e budget ya go total go ri a fela no fela ke sa tlhoka sana se
from the money that I'm earning I can't budget the money because before I can go to withdraw the money to the bank I have to pay the people immediately I withdraw the money maybe I have take the chicken somewhere by credit, and then I've asked the trader from your side to take the things to town, and then when I'm going to buy the meat in Bakersfield, I have to pay for the transport 30 rand, and I have to pay taxi to go to the town. So before I can go to throw the money, I'm owing the people. So meaning I'm left by the less that I'm going to receive because I have to pay the people the credit that I have made it. So it's nothing. I can't do something. I can't do anything about it. So I can't even explain how the budget I was expecting to eat. It's nothing I can do about it.
Okay, I just want to ask you a quick question. You lend money from money lenders in the area.
You lend?
Borrow money from my
yes.
In the area.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell, do you know how much the interest they charge on money that you borrow when you borrow from a money lender in the community?
How are you much charity? Mobile community. With the interest that you it's kicking. So what's more, it's a donkey. So if there is the interest. So we want to know how much they
Yeah, how much?
So good guy, the interest is good. I'm not going to move from 20 to 30 to 60. It's like a good
guy. I'm not going to move from the very company or the bank area. I'm not going to move from the same. Every month, I'm going to move from the same. 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 I'm going to move from the Kamu kagwa tapa gan tapa banki or ay di machalente. Kamu kagaya ko 500 rand. Kamu kaya ito 625 rand every month ng wala mo. Kore, kuri ay pera ba 625 rand.
I know about the our company. They are aware that we are not earning the right amount. They arranged that. Teba Bank, they must borrow us the money.
What bank?
Teba.
Teba Bank. So, and then the mine, they come, their company, they have to sign to the payslip to allow you to get the money to the bank. When you take 500 rands, they will deduct 600 rand.
25 rand.
625 rand, which means 125 interest.
For 1 month?
Yes.
Yeah.
For 1 month.
That's about 20-30%. Yeah. Okay. So what you're saying is on every month almost you're living in debt. He's living in debt every month.
Yeah, come home and go to the
Okay. So we're just going to wrap up now. I mean, you know, how do you think things are going to change in your work? You're saying you're hoping maybe someday the union will come and do something. You're hoping this. Is it just hope, or do you think that workers can do something and you can do something to change the situation?
It's
difficult, but we don't know when things will change. Unless if the community, they can elect another representative to the Section 21, maybe things will change.
Can I ask you a question? For you, what do you want to change about in terms of your work conditions? What situation?
King se o nyaka gore se change mo mmereko mo le o bereka go bona gore motlhomongwa go lefelo le o bereka go lona ditirelo di le go mmereko male ke eng se nyaka gore se change
gore ga botse nna ke nyaka go ka tšhentšha mokgwa gore maybe motho ga a baliwa ko mokabe ba be le medical gore a tikešetlini ba etle ba mo ise tleliniking le salary ya bona ke moka le yone ba kgone go eketsanyana or at least the return to the opinion of the county.
He wants the changes to the company. When somebody is sick, they must take the responsibility to take him to the clinic to do other stuff for medicine. And also they must increase the rate or the amount that they are receiving monthly from the worker.
Okay, one last question. If you had, as a worker in Mandashoek in now in this mine, if you were able to speak to the Premier Sello Moloto, or if you were able to speak to President Thabo Mbeki or to the local mayor, what would you say to them as a worker here in Mandashoek?
In terms of
the class of the ke moka ge go tlo tla ba busa re go tla ba 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 bolwa go tla ka parlamenteng ke moka ba itse gore re be re le dilo ka safety ba go tla maybe re ka re ba le change re be go tla re kinya re le ke substandard ke moka ba go tla ba ba bolwa go tla ka parlamenteng ke moka ba ria standard se se la go ra ito re ba itse ba ile ba go tla ke standard se se la go ra ito a ba feta ba ma ka ra go mo ba bere ga se sa ga standard se se ra ito ke re feta mo moka ba ria substandard ra.
If he was having the power to speak to the president or the premier, he was going to say to them that they need safety in the workstation where they are working. He was going to say to them, because the mine, the way they are doing, when there is a visitors from the government to the mine, they are making the standards where the visitors will be passing. They will put. The right standards or in the place under the condition of the workers, and then when the visitors saw or read that, they said no, they're working in the good conditions, and then were just right in the pass.
Okay.
You heard the question?
Yes, I was saying to him, because now there is a battle against the mine and the community. So what he's saying, we must, the community, they must elect another representative to represent them in the mine. So now, because there is a battle against the community and the mine, how he's feeling about this, the battle against the mine and the community? And
ask him.
Yes. I was just making that. Would you go to the other one? You know, you a community in mind. So, Kaba and Abbe, Baba and Baba and community, Baba will have the same, Jew will allow. So, Ubona catch him, Kaba, Ubona, you will be.
No, come community, Ilabori, Ramali, Yahatan, or a man who is a Kaunian, like a one a catlem. What be? Wanna cut them?
No, about the battle that now is taking place, about the leaders that they are pushing the mind, and then those they are saying the same, what he's saying now. You see the light, you see the better life.
Okay. So, okay. Viva. Viva.